Hi again, this is Pastor Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible, but again, we still have part 11 of another Pearl Harbor to do, and we may be doing two or three more in this series of parts or sections of this piece of literature that the Lord has given me a few years ago. And we have some letters here, and let's all go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to destroy the works of Satan by anointing this message today. Father, we thank and praise your name for the outward anointing, which is the anointing, the baptism of the Holy Spirit for the ministry. We thank you for salvation inwardly, and we thank you for the outward anointing of the Holy Spirit for the ministry outwardly. And Lord, we ask that you anoint every word, let there nothing be said that is unapproved by you. We want, Lord, anoint everything to open the spiritual eyes of those out in the radio land, and those ears, let them be opened so that they can see and hear the truth. Because when they know the truth will set them free. Free from the bondage of Satan. Not a free from being in your being spirit. Because we have to be slaves to either you or Satan. We have to choose, because it's for sure we're a slave of somebody. And I just thank and praise the Lord that I am your servant or your slave to do, and I do it willingly. We can choose who we're going to be the slave of. We're free moral agents. We can choose you or Satan. And Lord, I choose you, and I thank you for it. And I pray that through the your message today, that people will be saved by the millions. Because this tape will go all over the world and to huge churches in Africa, India, Philippines, and many other places in the world, and that the church will be edified. Father God, we ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, where's the first letter from?
From the Democratic Republic of Congo, okay. Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Receive my greetings in Christ, Pastor Alamo. I have been powerfully blessed by the richness of your newsletters. One feels that you are writing in the fear of the Lord Jesus alone and not by man's institutions, which are temporary and in reality do not have any power.
That's right. I again say I fear the Lord to the point of trembling, and therefore this keeps me out of sin. Anything I do, it's I'm commanded to do from the Bible and from His Spirit, and I would just love to have anyone attempt to tell me that the things that I'm doing are unscriptural, that the things that I've done in the ministry are unscriptural. Tell me. If you love my soul, then tell me. Because I love you so much out there in Radio Land and all the churches that I tell you the exact truth, and I can prove it. I've got scriptures. Okay, and then what?
I would like to introduce myself. I am Sister Nadine in the Democratic Republic of the Congo at Kinshasa, the capital city. I have known the Lord since I was 14 and am 27 years old now. Through your newsletters, I feel that I have not done anything yet for the Lord of Glory who is coming soon. Pastor, I have two requests. The first one is this. I have a friend who is now living in Switzerland. He was a Christian when he arrived in Switzerland, and he even worked at a church there. After some time, he went back into the world. He was disappointed with the leader of some of the pastors who was living in dishonesty, theft, fraud, and so on.
Right, but when you see people that are dishonest in the church, don't blame God for that. Just get out of that church and trust in the Lord, like the Apostle Paul was. He was, so to speak, on his own for 17 years. And he didn't confer with man or anybody in the church at all, but he was talking to the Lord. And if he would continue to read the Word of God and seek Him in prayer with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength, he wouldn't have had to fall away. I mean, that's so ridiculous for people to fall away from the Lord because of some man or a group of men or women or anything. You know, who is able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? And then the Apostle Paul goes into all sorts of things, trials, tribulations, anything. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Amen?
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. All right. So then what?
He actually treats all pastors as evildoers, and he says and even is certain that the Word of God has mistakes in it. He now belongs to the Buddhists and approves their way of looking at things.
Well, Buddha sure can't get you into the kingdom of heaven, that's for sure. There's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved but the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ. Anyone attempting to get in any other way is like a thief and a robber. Then what?
He does not listen when I talk to him about the Bible. I had lost hope for him, but I read a testimony in your newsletter, Assurance, about a man who himself had lost faith in pastors, and the idea came to me to tell my friend about you.
We're not supposed to have faith in man. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Not pastors. Amen?
Amen.
You can check pastors out, including myself, by reading the Word of God to see if I'm preaching it right to you. And if I'm not, or if you're in some church that is lame and is even teaching you one wrong thing, get out. Or at least go to the pastor and tell them what they're doing wrong or saying wrong so that they have a chance to repent. Amen?
Amen.
And then start teaching the right way. And then maybe say, here's a person, a brother here in the church told me that I was preaching the wrong way here, and I receive it, and I'm telling you all that it was the wrong thing, and so here I go. But if the pastor doesn't repent and will not become scriptural, well, then get out of the church. Amen?
Amen.
But give him a chance. Amen? Okay, what else?
That way he could also find the way of salvation through your French literature, and especially through your Messiah book. My friend living in Switzerland is Peter. I believe in the power of your ministry, and I believe that God placed your message in my path for a specific reason. I do not want to pass up such a divine opportunity as this. Pastor, I am recommending my friend to you for his eternal salvation. My second request is that I only have received one copy of each of your newsletters and Messiah book. This is not from the spirit of selfishness, but I believe that your publications need to be read and read again. Those who are around me who also like to have them, and I have loaned them out, but they haven't returned them. They forgive themselves because they would like to bless others with them too. That is why, Pastor, I would love to have more of them to give them out to my district as well as my home province so that those who do not know the Lord yet can get to know him, and those who are in the Lord can become more sanctified because he is coming back soon. I am also asking that you would pray for me, as I would love to translate your literature into my national language as well as my own dialect so that the people will be blessed and will learn that Christ is truly coming back. I would love that when he returns, he would find that I had been working in his field, as this is so much of what I am concerned with now. Forgive me for having been so very long. My prayer is that you and your ministry would prosper in every way. May God in his greatness bless you abundantly for what you are doing.
Praise the Lord. Yes, send her 10 of at least 25 to 50 different pieces of literature that I've written, and then send her some of the tapes and see if she wants to receive those as well on a steady basis, and send her a copy of this tape with her letter on it. All right?
Yes.
Okay, next, and what else do we have?
The next one's from Harrington, Kansas. I have just become a new Christian and am overwhelmed by all the readings of the Bible. I was wondering if there are any tapes that you mail out. One in particular, the book of Matthew, Genesis, and John. I am not satisfied with how I seem to be losing interest in my spirituality.
We have all those tapes. I've done Matthew, Mark, John, and we're on the book of Luke now. I've done Genesis, clear up to 1 Kings. I've done 1 Kings, and I may have done 2 Kings as well. I've done a lot of the Bible, and we're going to plow right through the entire Bible. But this is a thing that the Lord wants me to do here is to get these pieces of literature that He's given me that are concerning the time that we're living in at the moment. Book of Revelation. Then what?
Because I have no idea about anything in the Bible, and I want to grasp it in any way I can. Can you please help me? Signed, Gina.
Oh, certainly. Most certainly. Send her everything. Okay. About 50 different pieces of literature, and a Messiah book, and if she needs a Bible, send it to her, and tapes. Okay. All right. Now, you have another one?
Yes.
Okay. Where's this one from?
Andhra Pradesh, India.
All right.
Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, loving greetings to you, your church at the U.S., in the precious name of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you very much for your love and prayers. We are regularly praying for you all with much burden here in India with my family and church. We are so sad about the flood situation of Katrina at the U.S. We have conducted special prayers, and may the Lord build their broken families and things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We received your sent T-shirts and given to our Gospel Tracts distribution team. They were felt very happy in sending thanks and loves to you. I will send their pictures in the next email. Here the Lord's work is going well, and your literature are much helping us to win many souls for Him. Pastor, if we translate or generate your world newsletter in our local language, how it will be? Most of them here are not aware of this English language, so that they are unable to read and understand our newsletters, and hence they may keep it aside. If we can generate these newsletters in their local languages, those who will be more effective when we give it to them, so that the Lord will open their hearts with our given gifts. Please, once you pray for this request and implement for the glory of God. We are very much thankful for your prayers and help to the Lord's work here. Our tract distribution team is striving well to reach every soul with the wonder of the Alamo Gospel literature.
Praise the Lord. Well, it's the Lord's literature. And send them everything they need. I saw some of these victims on television from that hurricane and different other hurricanes throughout the world. And it's just heartbreaking to see little innocent children. There was such a beautiful little baby boy that was lost, and to just see the anguish in the faces of the parents is just so heart-rending. And just, we want to help, but we need your help in order to do it. We were the first ones there with truckloads of things. We don't beat our chests with it, nor did I go there to show myself passing out packages and shaking hands with people, because I'm not a politician. I'm not looking for photo opportunities, but we do want to help people. And so if you want to help them too, and you want to send something in, for their behalf, we're getting requests all the time. And you can be sure that if you designate that it's for this cause or the other cause, whatever cause, you can be sure that they'll get it. And it's just, you know, if these people would repent, the God would not be sending His wrath down on the earth. And it's a tragedy to see how many hundreds of millions of people, even billions, are going to be killed because of their desire to serve another God, which there is no other God. There's only one God, and that's Christ, with His Father and the Holy Spirit. So all three of them are one. And so if people would just repent, God will definitely would take the wrath away, but it's written in the Bible that people are not going to. They'll just be a remnant. And so we're praying for you people, though, that you'll repent so that God can bless you instead of curse you. All right, then, anything else?
And he just signed, with much love in Christ, Pastor Jacob from Andhra Pradesh, India.
All right, so now let's make sure these people get everything that they're asking for, because they're looking to win souls and change the course of the way that the Lord wants to bless people. And He can't, because of their refusal to repent and serve only Him. All right, here's another Pearl Harbor, Part 11.
However, if we don't do the things that are pleasing in his sight, then he will not hear us when we pray to him to be terrible to the wicked kings of the earth. Psalm chapter 76, verse 12.
Right, he says he will be terrible to these people that are bombing people. And, you know, there's so many troubled people in this world today that they're committing suicide. There's a thing on television about suicide, and they say that there's twice as many people committing suicide as there are homicides. There's 60,000 people a year committing suicide now. And because they're, you know, they're just so depressed at what's going on. But they think that the things that are going on Earth are bad. People go to hell for committing suicide. So it's not any remedy at all. It's not a good remedy to commit suicide for what's going on. All right, then next.
And terrible in his doings toward the wicked children of men, Psalm 66, verse 5. And the devil will remain loose on earth as he is today. Who will you believe? Will you believe God and those who dispense God's word into the world? Or will you believe Rome and the people of the world who are deceived by Rome?
Right, the news media, which is part of Rome, the Vatican, you see them always exalting the Pope and the cardinals and the people that worship them, and you see them always tearing down born of the Spirit Christians. And the Lord says that we must be born again. Again, I'm going to say, I did it on the last tape, where homosexuals, lesbians say that they were born that way. Well, that's why God wants you to be born again. Amen? Because Amen. He doesn't like the way you were born or this demon spirit that was in you. And when you come to him for salvation, to become born again of the Spirit, this time you'll be not of the flesh, but the Spirit of God will enter in you and give you power to be able to do all things. And that means to abstain from that horrible, all the horrible sins that you are committing, and the things that you say you were born with. Homosexuality is not some kind of a disease. It happens to be a demon possession. And when the Lord enters into you, that demon or any other demon will be cast out of you. Praise the Lord. Then what?
The Bible says, quote, "Let God be true, but every man a liar," unquote.
See, but now another thing, too, is like if people get saved and the Spirit of God sends them, doesn't mean that you're not going to be tempted. But the Lord tells you to yield not to temptation, to flee from the very appearance of evil. And so if you are saved and then you decide to go back into the world, the Lord says you're just like a sow that has gone back to its wallowing in the mire. And it's amazing how God cares so little for pigs that he cast 2,000 demons into them, and they ran violently down into the water and were choked. So if people want to backslide, they want to... This man that had 2,000 demons cast out of him wanted them out. But the people that are saved and they go back into the world, they want to be the pigs. They want to be filled with the spirit of Satan. And what God is going to do with you then, if you want to be a sow or a hog, a pig, a morrano, a puerco, a cochino, and you want to be one of those, the Lord will send many demons into you, and you'll not be able to be forgiven again. So a lot of people say, well, now, wait a minute, you know, God, the Bible says that you'll have power to be able to not sin anymore. And they look at you narrowly because they were saved once and they become pigs. The spirit of Satan is living in them. And so they say, that's not possible because we couldn't stand. You could have stood if you would have read the Bible and if you would have prayed and if you would have done what the Lord says. You say, well, I was deceived. Eve said the same thing, but God doesn't. After you've been born again of the Spirit, the Bible says it would be better that you had never been born if you go back out into the world, because he wants you to be crucified. He wants you to take up a cross. The Lord has provided a cross for each one of us to carry. And we're to deny ourselves daily and take up the cross daily and follow after the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And so if you don't, shame on you, because you will certainly become a dog that's returned to its vomit, or a sow, a hog, where the spirit of Satan will be cast into you. Now, these demons were in this guy that was living in a graveyard. So you know he's insane. What people in this world, if they're not insane, would like to live in a graveyard? Would you like to live around a bunch of tombs?
No.
Well, the man was crazy, amen?
Amen.
So it shows that insanity is a demon possession, amen?
Yeah.
So don't be crazy. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and don't become a dog or a pig, because the Spirit of God will lift from you, and he'll leave you to Satan and his demons. If the same devil that was cast out of you, if you go back to it, he's going to take seven more, even more wicked than himself, and dwell in you, and it'll be impossible, the Bible says, for you to be forgiven again, because the Lord only died once, and once only. He says, behold, I am he who is dead, but behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen?
Amen.
And I'm not going to come back and die for you because you decided to be a pig or a dog. Now I cast demons out of you, and you're supposed to be thankful enough and be concerned about your soul enough, and the souls of people around you that are seeing you operate in the flesh, you're to be concerned about that to the point to where you walk in the Spirit according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. But many people have fallen away, and the Bible tells us that we're not to expect the Lord's coming back to earth again until there becomes first a great falling away. This is in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. And he says that when they fall away, this big falling away, that the devil will enter into the temple of God. Well, that is you, formerly you. He'll enter into you and say that he is God. And the way that you, the devil in you, says that he is God in you is that you don't do what the Lord says to do. It's impossible for you to keep the commandments because you're so much a servant of the devil. And it's impossible for you to tell the truth. It's impossible for you to walk in the Holy Spirit because you're in the unholy spirit. And all you have to look forward to is the dreadful day when the Lord pulls you out of your husk, pulls you up before him, and then slings your pitiful, wretched soul into the pit of hell, and then casts hell and death into the lake of fire, and you'll be there forever. What a horrible thought. What a horrible thing for people to sell their souls. If people would just analyze what they're selling their soul for, and if their spiritual eyes could open up and see what hell is like, and then also see what heaven is like, I'm sure that they might have enough of God in them to, or enough sense to keep seeking him on a daily basis, so that the Spirit of God is in them so strong that they will never, and that the fear of the Lord would be in them so much that they would never fall away. All right, let's go on.
Let God be true, but every man a liar. Romans chapter 3, verse 4. When God is terrible to the kings of the earth and the wicked children of men, where do they go? The media, the press, and the propagandists will tell you that they have gone to heaven. However, the Word of God states that if they didn't repent while they were alive, their souls are hopeless and have gone first to hell, then of course to the lake of fire. Again, this is the end of time. It is certainly not the time to ignore the terrible God, to be angry with the terrorist God, or to be angry with those God lives and works in.
And God claims that he is a terrible God and that he is a terrorist. And you can read the first, just one place, I'll give you the first chapter of Proverbs. Just read that and he'll tell you. He'll laugh at you and mock at you while you're going into hell. And you'll be screaming for him and he'll just mock you. Then what?
It's always been the wrong time to make war with him, because the only way we can win is to yield to him and do what he says. What vain pride anyone in the world has if they think they can wage war against the terrible God who is a terrorist and win. When God's word says that Rome is, quote, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, Revelation chapter 17, verse 5, that means every evil thing you see being done on earth has been influenced in one way or another by Rome.
Rome controls the FCC and controls the things that are on television. And that's where this satanic spirit is teaching women to be whores and exhibitionists and teaching people to be lesbians. I see now that there's a homosexual channel and everything they're flaunting. Sodom and Gomorrah right on television, and the women are exhibiting lesbianism and showing themselves their privates, and the men as well. It's like there's no shame in them whatsoever. And then they are killing their own babies and committing adultery, and they flaunt this as though this is the thing to do. Committing fornication. And the Word of God is just sitting by for you to read and make your choice as to what you're going to do. And there also that you're lying, and you may think, well, lying is nothing in comparison to the things that other people are doing. Well, if that's what you think, Satan has you deceived as well. Amen?
Amen.
So you're to love the Lord God with everything that you are, heart, soul, mind, and strength, so that you don't wind up lying or committing any other sin. Go ahead now.
Rome points her finger at everyone but herself. The Vatican, through the leaders of the nations it controls, has for years terrorized the world. These Roman Catholic leaders must do as the Pope tells them, or there will be severe consequences. They must obey because the Pope has given them high-ranking jobs and they don't want to lose them. They don't want to wind up with a bullet in their heads, and they don't want to wind up like the Kennedys, Jimmy Hoffa, or others. So out of fear of losing both their offices and their lives, they will do whatever the Pope tells them to do and say what the Pope tells them to say.
Or they don't want to wind up like Abraham Lincoln, who was exposing the Vatican and they shot him. Although there were several people in on that conspiracy, and they fled to Canada. Booth was killed, the rest of them fled to Canada, and then were spirited to the Vatican, and they were hidden there. Okay, there's many books written on that. Then what?
If they are caught, they will be blamed rather than the Pope, the Vatican, and the Pope's Fourth Reich Nazi Party. This is one of the reasons God, quote, is terrible to the bracket wicked and bracket kings of the earth, Psalm 76, verse 12, and terrible in his doing toward the wicked children of men, Psalm 66, verse 5. What good will the things they do today be when the plagues of the Lord grind them to powder? Jesus said, quote, whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder, unquote.
The stone is symbolic of the rock, solid rock, Christ Jesus. Okay, then what else?
That was Matthew 21, verse 44. Those who are using their power in this world to create wars, murder the innocent, imprison the innocent with false accusations, and change the laws of God shall soon meet the, quote, king of terrors, unquote, Job chapter 18, verse 14.
Right, and those that are leading people astray. The Bible says that it's better that a millstone so large that it has to be driven by an ox, be hung around your neck, and that you be cast into the depths of the sea, than it would be for you to offend one of his littlest ones. What this satanic cult is doing with their media is tempting the whole world. That's what, or leading them astray. That's the biggest offense that you can do to anybody, is to tempt them. Women exposing themselves in men so that people will lust in their hearts, in their minds, and in their souls. They're leading them astray, leading them into hell. And this is the offense of the world. We're living in the hour of temptation, which the Lord said he'd keep everyone from if they would keep their minds, hearts, souls, and their whole being stayed upon the Lord. But people that don't, they are already gone. And it's too late. Once Satan, you turn back to Satan, that means you come down off of the cross and go back out into the world. Then God, because you don't love his word, sends you strong delusion to make you believe a lie, that you believe that you're actually doing the right thing and something that isn't that bad, that your souls might be damned. And you know, when you look at sin so much and you live around it, then you become accustomed to it and it doesn't seem as sinful as it really is. But when people are really following the Lord, walking in the Spirit, the actual things that people are doing today, when it's seen, it appalls them and they can't, they just can't understand how people could do such things. But their spirits, their actual morals have been broken so bad that they can't get back unless they totally throw themselves on the altar and close their eyes to the things of this world and stay into the Word of God until the day the Lord comes to get them. Now that's the only remedy. There's no other way. Now, these people that are committing suicide and committing all these sins, they go into a house and with a shotgun. These 19-year-old boy today did that with a cape on, and he killed just some neighbors for just to watch him die. And so what they, and he killed himself afterwards. And so what they're doing now with these people is they're cutting their brain. They take him into the morgue, and then they take a saw and saw their skull off and look inside to see if there's something in their brain. Well, if you people that are fools, the Bible says that a fool is one that says he doesn't believe in God and doesn't believe in the spiritual realm, the spirit of God or the spirit of Satan. This is a spiritual thing where people have gone insane, like the man that was in the tombs that was living around the graveyard. Would you live in the graveyard? Would you like to go to sleep there tonight?
No.
Well, it must be that you're not crazy that way, but you may be insane some other way. And so you go to the Lord and stay there, because when Satan enters you, he could come in with a spirit of lesbianism, homosexuality, every kind of perversion in the world, every satanic thing. He might make you believe that it's an honorable thing to become a whore, a prostitute, a pimp. You know, because after all, we have a hard time making money, and we could make some money this way. Then you do that, and God takes your life, and then you're in hell. Satan wants you to sin if you were born again of the Spirit so that he can kill you. And then your soul goes to hell. He doesn't want you while you're serving the Lord, because he knows that in the event he kills you then, that your soul is going to be right in the kingdom of heaven, and he doesn't gain any victory on that. And when, if I die soon, or if he kills me, my literature and my tapes are out. The Lord is out in the world now, through my tapes, the literature, website, and my radio programs. And these could go on forever because I've done so many tapes, thousands of them. But, so he doesn't want to kill me. If he does, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
You make my day. That's just where I want to be. But be careful, everybody, because Satan wants your soul, and he's like a lion that's been loosed, a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. And the Bible tells us that he's going to and fro seeking whom he can devour. And if he can't get you with the blasphemy, he's going to get you to where you're watching something on television that you shouldn't, so that you can become perverted or become a slave to lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. Or he could even open up doors where you could make money in an unscrupulous way, or receive some false doctrine, whatever. There are millions of different things that the Lord God tells us that Satan will do to destroy your soul. And that's why the Lord says, just stay into the Word of God and stay in prayer. Because the minute you look away, you will sin. Because there's no power in us on our own without God, without Christ, without the Holy Spirit, to stay alive. The life is in this blood. The blood is spirit and it's life. The word is spirit and it's life. So stay in there, and that's where your life is. That's where the Holy Spirit is, and that's where the power is. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's go.
Those who are using their power in this world to create wars, murder the innocent, imprison the innocent with false accusations, and change the laws of God shall soon meet the King of Terrors. Job 18, verse 14. The God who is terrible to the wicked kings of the earth, Psalm 76, verse 12, and terrible in his doing toward the wicked children of men, Psalm 66, verse 5. Quote, thou shalt not murder, unquote, Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, original Hebrew. God told me that I am the world's spiritual leader. If I were a secular leader like the Pope or the heads of nations, there would be no war because God's new covenant, the New Testament, forbids it. War is of the flesh, not of God. Again, quote, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members?
He's talking about carnal wars. But spiritual warfare is legal. We must fight spiritually with the double-edged sword, the word of God. Then what?
It was James chapter 4, verse 1. To the media, the Pope says, quote, I don't want war, unquote, but to the nations whom he controls, war is the order of the day. What else can we say about politicians? The front part of the candy and ice cream shop is sweet, but remember what goes on in the back room. What better way is there for us to love our enemies than to pray for their salvation, to give them the true word of God, and to show them the evil things they are doing, which are sin, the transgression of God's law?
That's the way the mafia used to do, is they'd have a candy shop and malts and hamburgers in front. But in the back room, there's these cigar-chewing gangsters, you know, and bag men, and they're taking bets and running prostitution up on the second floor and selling drugs out the back door. So the front is the candy shop. It's like Snow White is in the candy shop serving everybody, and the seven little wicked dwarves are in the back there with their cigars. But in many cases, it's more than seven of these little dwarfs. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The popes have always forbidden the reading of the Bible. When the first Gutenberg press began printing Bibles, the deceived Catholic laity were shocked. When they read the truth, they realized the contrast between it and the Pope's heresy. When the Catholics saw the heresy of the Pope because they began reading the Bible, they began protesting. This was the beginning of what we now call the Protestant churches.
Protestant churches, right?
Right.
Protestant. They protest. The protest is against Roman Catholicism. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
But of course, the true protesters of evil were the first followers of Christ. They include all those individuals who have followed him through every age. This is why the Pope for years has made it a sin to read the Bible. It exposes his heresy. This is why Bibles are not allowed in public schools, and why the Pope said he must control the public schools, which he does. You have allowed the Vatican politicians to extract the very means by which your children can read the truth and be saved. We can remove these mountains, if we desire to move them, by praying to God to remove the darkness from these pitiful souls' eyes. Quote, Lord, let them see the light, exclamation mark, in the mighty name of Jesus, exclamation mark. No one is above the law. The Lord judges equally without respecting persons, whether it be the little people or kings, presidents, and queens. If anyone in government or any individual citizen commits any crime, especially a high crime, they should be prosecuted for the safety of the people of America and the world. However, the Vatican wants to prosecute those of us who are telling you the truth, those of us who are uncovering their wickedness, and those of us who are praying for their salvation in the precious name of Jesus.
But those in the government and the media and the One World Church are committing crimes. They will be judged for them. And some of them have, many of them have already gone out to meet the Lord, and they are crushed then. Their whole complexion changes, and they turn into evil-looking beasts. And they look evil and wicked throughout eternity. God sends them there. You're not able to get away with anything. God is judging you every second that you live. So it's very good to keep it on your mind to love the people with the love of God, to first get the love of God in you, which is the Holy Spirit, get cleansed from the blood of Jesus, and start living in the Spirit, according to the law of the Spirit of life, and get away from the law of sin and death, because it's for sure, if you sin, you're going to die and spend eternity in hell in the lake of fire. There's just no way out. That's the way the Lord says, and that's the way it is. God is God, and he doesn't change. And you're not going to go up there and offer him some money or any con job. You're going to just stand. He's not going to pull out a new rule book on you. It's going to be the Bible that he's judging you with. So read it and see, and then shape your life up the way that the Bible tells you to, the way that God in his word tells you to. The Bible tells us that the word of God, the Bible, is God. So if you want to know God, open it up and read him and obey him. And the first thing is to become born again of the Spirit. Okay, so that you're not the way you were in the flesh. All of us have to become born again, because the Lord doesn't like the first way we were born. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
We have the victory. God's word says that the people of the world in the last days would say, quote, who is able to make war with the beast, the one world system? Revelation chapter 13, verse 4.
Which is the one world cult, the one world government, and the one world media. Who can make war against such a mighty power as this? Well, you know, a lot of those people lived in New Orleans and in Pakistan and all over the world, Indonesia, and the whole world is being cursed by God. You can't get away from a disease if the Lord gives it to you. And there are hundreds, maybe thousands of different diseases now that people have. And the Lord is no respecter of persons. You'd be the president or anybody, and you're going to catch one of them. You're going to catch it from one direction or another. You're not God. God is, okay? And then he's going to do it. He's doing it right now, right in front of your eyes. Then what?
God's word says he can do it and will do it.
And God is doing it, right? He's doing it. Then what?
God is, quote, able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, unquote, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. This means Christ is more than able to not only make war with the beast, but to easily win and grind him to powder, as the book of Daniel says he will in chapter 2, verses 34 through 35.
All right, well, the Lord has already defeated Satan, and so it's already written who the winner is and who the loser is. Satan and all of his people are condemned already, but the Lord has come into the world and sent us into the world after him to see if you people, by the preaching of the word, will receive salvation and a clean escape from all this satanic, all the Satanism that's in the world. Go ahead.
Read the books of Daniel and Revelation, which say God and his people have the victory and win the war, exclamation mark. During World War II, the government and media propagandists had everyone in the United States hating the Japanese and German people so much that in all the schools, even in the small community of Lewistown, Montana, where I lived at the time, the government put Japanese and German flags in the school hallways for us to spit on.
I and my brother Danny lived there with our parents. They ran a hotel there and a place called the Town Talk. It was the soda place for the kids to come to, sodas and hamburgers, and they could dance there and so on. Okay, and then what? Read that back.
In the small community of Lewistown, Montana, where I lived at the time, the government put Japanese and German flags in the school hallways for us to spit on.
Okay.
Who are we supposed to spit on now? The Middle Easterners? No. Rome and its entire world system wants you to spit on God.
Well, right back there, they were telling us that all the Japs were devils and all the Germans were devils. These were wars instigated by the Vatican. And now, who's the devils today? Well, there's Russia who's going to get us. Then China is going to get us. No, it's the people in high places that are pitting the people of nations against each other with these different catastrophes that they're causing. Pearl Harbor, the Reichstag building, the 9/11. These are just contrived things to cause the people of the United States and other places in the world to go to war. Because they know people don't want to fight. The general public does not want to go to war. And so Satan just has to have, some kind of war and fightings and all kinds of things going on. And that's what it's all about. It's Satan. And who can figure out Satan? You just have to look at the Word of God and see what he's all about. So you can't figure out, but God tells you what Satan is up to in the Bible. This Rome organization is... it's powered by Satan. It wants to control the world. It's Satan's last attempt to just control people before he himself and all of his filthy angels are sent into hell in the lake of fire. And he wants to take you with him. So it shows that, you're living in sin. Satan is leading you into sin, and he doesn't have any love for your soul. You think that, you're just getting away with murder, but you're going to pay for it. Okay, so get away from there. Then what else?
Rome and its entire world system wants you to spit on God, on God's word, on the Bible, on prayers, and on all the members of Christ's body, his church. Every time you spit on these, you can be even more assured that you will not spend eternity with God, but instead in the place that God has carefully prepared for Satan and all those who follow him. Was World War II of the Lord, or of Rome and Satan? The pro-one world government, moguls, arranged for Japan to bomb Pearl Harbor. Many millions of people believe that Franklin D. Roosevelt, who was a pawn of Rome, not only knew of, but helped plan this demonic massacre. These abominations and much more are why God will soon be, quote, terrible to the kings of the earth,
unquote, Psalm 76, verse 12, and why he will be, quote, terrible in his doing toward the children of men, bracket, who follow these mad, insane, evil men who work abominations on the face of the earth, unquote, Psalm 66, verse 5. Mr. Roosevelt and many others like him now know these things to be facts. I'm sure they all wish they could come back and undo what they did while they were alive. But now it's too late, too late, too late. The Apostle Paul was very wicked before he met Jesus. He confessed himself to be the chief of sinners. Jesus, in a vision, stopped him on the road to Damascus. This caused Paul's conversion. Then Christ used him in even a more dynamic way than he did Stephen. So no matter what you've done in the past, just repent. God can do a mighty work in you as he did in Stephen, Paul, and all the other mighty apostles and disciples of God down through the ages. Satan in Rome created and financed the war between the United States, Japan, and Germany. Now Satan and Rome have given all of our major industries to Japan, Germany, and other countries. Who in the world is behind the scenes running the big shell games, shuffling everything back and forth, if it's not the devil, his pope in Rome, and his puppets throughout the world?
Then who is it, if it's not them? Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then go ahead.
Rome and the devil are behind
the scenes. Because the Bible said these things are so, and so you can see that it's so if you just open your eyes. Then what else?
Rome and the devil are behind the scenes making all these moves. In World War II, the media told us who to spit on, and they told us who to love. They are doing the same thing today. But God tells us to love even our enemies. We love them by praying for their souls, by feeding them the Word of God, and by watering them with the Word of God.
And not by bombing them. Okay, then what?
Quote, this is love, that we walk after His commandments, unquote. 2 John verse 6. If they don't get saved, God will, quote, heap coals of fire on their heads. Romans chapter 12, verse 20. Even though we know that Rome is doing these things through the heads of the governments they control, we should not spit on Rome, on these heads of governments, or on the people that follow them. We must preach this end-time gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to these people, and we must pray to God in the name of Jesus for all of these people to become true members of Christ's body.
But that isn't the way Rome thinks. They figure if you're preaching the gospel, make a turkey shoot out of it. Go down there to Waco and kill all of them. The little kids and their moms and dads. They don't have any mercy on them. Corus tried to give himself up as waving a white flag, and every time he'd step out, they'd shoot him in the stomach or somewhere. Okay, keep going. This is Rome's tactics, but... So they're not at all the Lord. I think most people know that. Then what else?
Again, God saved Paul, who was the chief of sinners, because he killed members of Christ's body. He can save those who are doing wickedness in the world today as well. Yes, we should be praying to God to save those in Rome and the nations she controls, those who will come out of her. If some of them refuse to be saved, we should be asking God to do what he said he's going to do to them. After the seven first plagues and the ministry of the two witnesses, Rome's plague shall, quote, come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her, unquote. Revelation chapter 18, verse 8. Read the entire 18th chapter of the book of Revelation. One of the world's greatest con jobs. The devil, Rome, and all Rome's people, who have infiltrated the United States for many decades, have had a lot of fun, especially those who were in the media during World War II, spreading lies such as those which stated there were shortages of beef, butter, leather, tobacco, Hershey's candy bars, nylon stockings, and green paint. The people of the United States were not allowed to have these things for years. The creameries were not allowed to make butter. They were allowed to make ice cream, and they could sell milk. Those who raised beef cattle were paid not to raise or to sell beef, except to the elite, the Roman cult. Horse meat, butcher shops were opened. The American people had to eat horse meat. This lie was certainly not because the devil in Rome likes you. We were told we had to wear cardboard shoes because the boys overseas needed leather for their combat boots. Even when I was 8 years old, I couldn't believe the audacity of those who were telling such blatant lies. Moreover, I couldn't believe the blatant corporate stupidity of the people of the United States of America, as well as the people of the world, in their eagerness to believe such things. I wondered if I was the only one in the world with a brain. Quote, "My God, my God, you know how I love the souls of all those in the world that thou hast created, but Father, in Jesus' name, give them brains as well as your spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord."
You know, if there's the same amount of men that were in the United States, we had plenty of beef and milk and butter and all these different things. And then they go overseas, and they're in Hershey bars in green paint. They use the green paint for camouflage. So Lucky Strike Green has gone to war. It used to be on the cigarette ads. They're gone to war. And so they were really getting their kicks, you know, and laughing at people. I told my mother, I said, how could there be a shortage just because they go overseas? It's the same amount of people. I mean, even some of them are getting killed over there, unfortunately. But there should be less food and leather and all these things available. There should be more now. Amen?
Amen.
And she says, I don't know, son. I just don't know. But this is what our president is telling us and the government, and we have to follow what these people say. And I said, they're eggheads. I said, you know, somebody's lying. Later on, I found out from Susie that she was married to this Gunzel. He was an enforcer with the Pipefitters Union. He was a boxer, champion boxer. She told me that he would go out on barges and dump millions of tons of beef and butter into the ocean. And the reason they did that is to make the American people feel, because of these shortages, that we're in war and that we really have to fight the Japs and Germans. Okay. No silk stocking for you women, because we're using them for parachutes. That's what they said. Okay, then what?
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. Quote, "Why, I asked my mother, was there enough of everything before our troops went to Germany and the South Pacific? Why is there a shortage now? It's the same amount of people, or even less people, because many of our men are being killed over there." Unquote. My mother would simply answer me, quote, "I don't know." Unquote. I'm so glad God gave me a brain that did not believe devils and their false religions and propaganda. How wicked of Satan! How wicked of Rome! How wicked of the world system and the media to watch the people that God created out of the dirt of the ground walking around with cardboard shoes when there was plenty of leather.
Yeah, now what they did is bombed the World Trade Centers and tell them that we have to protect from all these people. We have to protect from terrorists. The terrorists are our own people here in the United States. They want to take all of our freedoms away, so they're just really moving on us to do that. There is, it's written that these people have turned their heads to just let these, quote, terrorists, unquote, do what they did so that they could take our freedoms away. Well, on that note, I see that our time is up. And so what do you figure? We've got two more sessions of another Pearl Harbor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about two more. All right, so tomorrow, make sure you tune in for part 12 of this Another Pearl Harbor. And some of you may think that we've got an over-active imagination. No, it's just that we're just telling you the way it is, and you have to receive it or not. And the Lord tells us to expose the enemy, to expose the satanic things that are going on in the world so that you know who your enemy is. Amen?
Amen.
So until tomorrow, this is Pastor Tony Alamo telling you, tune in for part 12, and God bless you, and praise the Lord. Amen.